Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
And a mighty fine job as usual, Mr. Dave Solomon. Thank you so much for the intro. Holy cow, my friend. Hopefully you aren't having a week like yours truly is, honestly. Jeez, the accident happened on a pretty big road on Monday, and I took my son to school. We were shook up, but we walked away from the accident, right? Took my son to his driver's education course for the second day. We were late the first day because of the car crash. So the car dies. AAA guy tells me, wonderful guy, Miss Hennessy, this car is not drivable because the exhaust is twisted, sending all the fluid right into the engine. So now my insurance company tells me that my Cadillac might have to be totaled, and I have to get a new car. So how is your week, huh? I'm waiting for the folks to take it for inspection right now and give me the verdict. Listen, we're going to celebrate regardless of anything happening in the universe, okay? And I'll tell you why. It's Pete Gitlin's birthday today. Woohoo! We're going to celebrate big time. Pete's going to arrive in about 2 hours or so. It's going to be a party on a party with virtual cake, all right? And we've got great music in the meantime, too. Not only to celebrate his new CD, Amplify, but a lot more to just say thank you, God, for, including this man. The memory of his birthday was yesterday, born in 1925 on August the 15th, passed away in 2007. This is the beloved Oscar Peterson and his trio, Big Fat Mama, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
wasn't that nice, huh? Oh, my gosh. What a precious song, anyway. The great Freddie Hubbard, along with Al Jarreau, had a hand in that song, Little Sunflower, done for you so well by one of the wonders of our region, based in the Washington, D.C. area, Laurie Williams, who was a guest here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy some months ago, and I had to make sure that we played something by Lori today because she's going to be doing her big show at Blues Alley, and that's coming up on Saturday. Now, you know when Blues Alley, a prestigious club like that, one of the best venues to be seen in the world, you know that it's going to be hot if you get booked on a Saturday. So congratulations to Lori. If you need more information, go to Lori, L-O-R-I, jazz.com. This is from her Healing Within CD. And something to make note of, Lori had a hand in this set of lyrics. I know that folks like to rework Little Sunflower, but she did her own thing here. Just beautiful. Arranged by Alan Johnson, one of the best keyboard players we have in this region and beyond. And drums, Michael Bowie, upright bass. Oh, excuse me. Drums, Mark Prince, our friend, upright bass, Michael Bowie, and Tracy Cutler on saxophone. So this is really a piece of work, and I have the door open. I must have the door open because we have no air conditioning in the house. On top of everything else this week, the compressor went in the air conditioning back in the backyard. So, hey, I'm walking on faith. What can I say? We also heard from Brian Bromberg his take on the wonderful Chicago song, Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is? You have to pick up compared to that. One of Brian's new CDs, along with his salute to Jimi Hendrix and his salute to Antonio Carlos Jobim. Honestly, I don't know how he can keep up with himself, but this is how you can keep up with him, more or less on Brian Bromberg on Facebook as opposed to his website, which is becoming more of a trend these days. So make sure you find out what's going on with Brian. There's a lot. Oscar Peterson, 8/15/1925 to 12/23/2007. One of the most prolific musicians that we have had in our lifetime over a 60-year career. Duke Ellington called Oscar Peterson the Maharaja of the piano. His Oscar Peterson trio was part of that wonderful assembly of talent from live at the Chicago Opera House and at the Shrine Auditorium. There's a story behind those forays into the 1957 recordings. It's not absolutely accurate when you say the title of the album. You'll have to do some research. I was trying to wrap my head around what that meant, but apparently there were recordings elsewhere. But the, let's say, the props went to the Opera House and the Shrine Auditorium. On guitar was Herb Ellis with Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Oscar called this his most stimulating trio. Lot of beautiful chemistry happening between those three. And there are people here who will tell you that are alive and well this day, including Gail Johnson, who we just had on the show the other day. She just loved Oscar Peterson, and that was one of the special people that inspired her to continue with her keyboard work. And a lot of other people would say that as well. Just one of those benevolent characters from Canada who was offered a job in the government but turned it down. Beloved, more so than most people I can name. And that song, Big Fat Mama, it's resonating with me these days. It's not that I'm a big fat mama, but I'm feeling that way. So just saw something on Facebook yesterday that inspired me, and here's what it is. This is my health tip for the day for you, okay? 2 tablespoons of Bragg's Organic Apple Cider Vinegar, 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, and 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. You can put a little cayenne pepper if you want to, but make sure the water is good. If it's not purified, make sure you have one of those tap systems where you get the good water. If you want to sweeten it up just a little bit, it calls for stevia, but a little bit of honey goes a long way too, organic honey. And you do that for a week or so, you let me know how you feel. Report back to me later. Chelsea Green, woo! We had her on the show as well. Chelsea Green and her Green Project. Chelsea on the violin, something that she calls her repertoire, classical, shaken and stirred. But a lot of jazz and a lot of other elements go into this as well. That's why we call the show Hybrid Jazz. This is from her Still Green EP. It's Pizzicato Prototype Remix. Check this out. We'll be right back.
One day we walked along the sand, one day in early spring, you held a piper in your hand to mend its broken wing. Now I'll remember many a day and many a lonely mile. The echo of a piper's song, the shadow of a shadow of your smile. When you are gone, will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely wistful little star. Was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I.
Calgon, take me away. Oh, my gosh. Woo, for those of us who remember that song the first time around, even though I was a youngin', I kind of understood what was happening in the motion picture from 1965, The Sandpiper. Whew, I'm sweating just thinking about it. Elizabeth Taylor was a free spirit, as it were, an artiste, living in Carmel, California. So that's the backdrop, right? Richard Burton played a minister who was married to Eva Marie Saint. So he comes to visit Elizabeth Taylor because they must discuss her son, who is possibly a tad unruly. Well, I don't have to tell you what happens when Burton meets Taylor. And for that kind of relationship, shall we say, back in the mid-60s, ooh, that was much discussed. It was a steamy movie, man, The Sandpiper. And in the movie, the song was written by Johnny Mandel, beautiful writer. And then Paul Francis Webster wrote the lyric. In the movie, Jack Sheldon, who's still with us, thank God, played this solo trumpet. It was just so haunting. And of course, when it got in the capable vocal cords of Anthony Dominic Benedetto, a.k.a. Tony Bennett, 86, on August the 3rd, by the way, it just took you to another level. The Shadow of Your Smile. Everybody and his mama, including Mama B, who's with us in the chat room today, has recorded that song. But Tony Bennett, come on. Please. Please. And everybody wants to record it because it's just one of the most beautiful songs in the world. Now, when I remember spring, all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the Shadow of Your Smile. Don't you know that it won a Grammy and an Academy Award? Of course it did. Brian O'Neill, Mesmerized. Oh, man, just to have that back-to-back with Tony from Brian's 2007 Daisy CD. I just want to let you be aware of what Brian O'Neill has done in case you haven't heard. Brian is so reputable in Detroit that he was able to adopt a little girl as a single dad. There's more that I can say about that, but it doesn't matter. What you need to know is this, that Brian had a home which he gave up so that his DO Foundation could survive. Brian is committed to end homelessness in America and beyond, and his foundation was in trouble. There's not enough people contributing. There needs to be people contributing all over the world because it's going to make quite an impact if we end homelessness in America through private endeavors. That's how it's got to be done. We can't expect the government to do this, honestly. To a certain extent, yes. But everybody's got to pitch in because everybody needs to share what they have. I don't want to sound like a socialist. I really wouldn't mind that, but that's a different story too. What we have to address is this. Brian O'Neill lived in a series of hotels. He lived in this one. The hotel upped its ante as far as what he had to pay. I don't know what he's doing with this precious little girl, but now Brian is sleeping on sofas at friends' houses in order to make a point. He really does know now what it's like to be homeless. God knows that he has spent time in the streets in the winter and in the summer, both extremes. Please go to dofoundation.net and find out how you can help. I've told people the first thing I would do if I won the lottery is I would help my president with his campaign, make sure he had the money he had, make sure I helped Brian get all the funding he needs for the DO Foundation, and of course help my son as a priority. But those are my three priorities, to help Brian, to help my president, to help my son. Brian O'Neill, a.k.a. Worker B, B-E-E, really needs your help. So if you can, please do. Do. Chelsea Green, chelseagreen.com, C-H-E-L-S-E-Y, performer, educator, arranger, mentor. She also has a heart for giving. Oh, my God, does she ever. What you heard was Pizzicato Prototype Remix on her Still Green EP that she shares with her illustrious co-artists on The Green Project. Still amazing. Still Green is the name. Chelsea on her Facebook page has something fascinating. Grammy 365 is something that the folks involved with the Grammy Awards are trying to do. How cool is this? They want to go into colleges and find representatives to silky the path or smooth the path. I hated to say that word. Smooth out the path of those in college who are bent on a musical career. How to actually make that load lighter as they go through college and try to incorporate, as time goes on, a musical career into their resume and their life repertoire. So I think that's astounding. And Chelsea actually has it on her page how you can get involved. They are actually looking for a Washington, D.C. representative. So pass the word about Grammy 365. This is great. And also, Chelsea is going to be at the Secret Garden Wine Festival, woo, in Hydes, Maryland, on the 26th of August. That sounds delightful. And her website has more information, again, chelseagreen.com. I'm so excited because it's Pete Gitlin's birthday, and he's going to be with us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour Eastern time, of course, so that's less than 2 hours away, all right? And we're having virtual cake and ice cream, so tell me what you want. I know that Griselda has already said what she wants. I'm getting out the cheesecake, a little sauce, a little caramel sauce on top. But for now, let us play a Pete Gitlin song, shall we? This is going to be the weirdest arse three-song mix you've ever heard. Mark my words. Pete is all over the map with his Amplify CD. Love this song. It's just something so different. He calls what he does alt jazz. He's a trip. This is called Cowboys and Indians on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you. drive addicted assassin machine to all the chiefs.
You're damn right.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Can you dig it?
Cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about.
Right on. You see, this cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Shaft?
Yeah, he can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Shaft.
What a monumental hit that was. Oh, my Lord. If you can process this, what are we going back to now? 1972. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Isaac Hayes, God bless him. I wanted to make sure we played something definitive by Isaac, and certainly in that mix it seemed to fit so well. His birthday, the memory of his birthday, August the 20th, 1942, coming up in 4 days, and he passed away also in August 10th of 2008. Just hard to believe at the age of 65. Wow, you talk about somebody who had been through the highs and lows of his career. Started out as an in-house writer and player at Stax, session player in Memphis. Whew, the stories. Songwriter, producer, musician, singer, actor, voice actor. Third African American in the history of the Oscars, the Academy Awards, to have won an Oscar in any category. He followed Sidney Poitier, Hattie McDaniel, and there we are, Isaac Hayes. And of course, some folks sadly only remember him as Chef on Comedy Central, and there was a controversy there because Isaac Hayes did not like the writers. He was so popular, but he did not like the writers making fun of his Scientology beliefs. So it got to be pretty scary there, and Isaac asked to be let out of his career. And I think they parted friends. Isaac said that he knew what the intention was, and I think that everybody worked things out, but he didn't go back to South Park. And a lot of people lamented that they wouldn't see Chef anymore. Even if it was just cartoon form, we all knew that it was Isaac Hayes. Bless his heart. Shaft, he wrote that entire album. Richard Roundtree, God bless me, bless me. It was just so funky and jazzy and soulful, and he just did so much. I mean, if you look back at his discography and see the songs he wrote, Sam and Dave, Soul Man. Oh, you know what? We need to get Kirk Whalen for a special show because he's so much a part of the Stax Academy now. We need to just make a show on Isaac Hayes and have Kirk talk about him. He would love that. Oh, boy. Hiroshima, 1987 from the CD Go, Hawaiian Electric. But actually what we heard was the retooled version of that from Legacy. Hiroshima is just kicking it out. You have to go to HiroshimaMusic.com. They're fine-tuning their website. They've been doing that for a while. But, my Lord, the itinerary is growing. Hawaiian Electric is one of those songs. I played it for a couple of reasons. I just thought it was a kick. Since everybody's going through changes with their electric company, you know, you have one person who actually puts in motion your electric, but now there's all sorts of companies that want to make sure you take advantage of their, in quotes, specials. Well, Hawaiian Electric, the song you heard, was part of this huge Hawaii Electric Company PR push in the state of Hawaii with June as a little backdrop for what their message was in sending this out to folks and how Hawaii Electric was so good for you. Well, Hiroshima is good for you, no doubt. I have to have Dan back. I really miss him. We had such a great time. They are going to be at Yoshi's in Oakland tomorrow, Friday, at the time we are taping, through August 19th, a couple of days. And they're going to be part of the West LA Jazz Fest happening in the next couple of months. They are going to be doing a benefit concert for disabled American veterans. How cool is that? I love the people in Hiroshima so much, Dan and June and the rest of the crew. They are always thinking about others. They really are one of the most benevolent groups out there. And Pete Gitlin is like that, too. Can't wait to talk to him next hour. Pete just has one of those hearts. He has so much love coming in his corner. Honestly, when you go to Facebook, you'll see it. What we heard from Amplify with Cowboys and Indians, isn't that a sweet little vibe there? And we're going to be talking about all the personnel on this wonderful CD. Something for everybody. I'm not kidding. You know, you can't even lie about that because he really does like to incorporate different touches from his funk and fusion and rock days. And on that particular track, it was guitar and bass, Pete, drums, percussion and programming, John Herrera, and the electric sitar, Stan Sorensen. That just gave it a sweet touch. And we're going to be hearing more sweet touches. You know I like to mix it up. So I thought, how cool would this be to have a couple of different perspectives on keyboard, as we are going to hear right now, and a complete surprise for you as our third song, an inspiration for sure for our guest, Pete Gitlin, coming up at the top of the next hour. To start things off, beautiful song, no longer with us. He actually just passed away in 2010 at the age of 91. What a legacy he left behind. This is the great Hank Jones, I Mean You, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. We'll be right back. Probably don't even have to back announce that, right? Oh man, one of the true treats, and every single one was from Asia back in 1977. One of my favorite Steely Dan songs, Peg, It Will Come Back to You. Woo! Man, I just love that. And by the way, just a little trivia about Steely Dan, which, by the way, has been a true influence on Pete Gitlin, our guest who's coming up at the top of next hour. If Larry Carlton was with Steely Dan or not, he really likes Larry Carlton too. But on this particular track, and man, you know that it's a who's who of who all that is on this album. Michael McDonald is part of the backup vocals. Yes, indeed, along with Paul Griffin, Rick Marotta, Chuck Rainey, Dan Grolnick, Steve Kahn, Jay Graydon, and Donald and Walter. Man, just so nice to be able to dip into this. And then this is my son's CD. He used to have this on LP somewhere, but just to see the personnel, including Joe Sample, who is on Black Cow, by the way. Yeah. And we heard Joe Sample, Hippies on a Corner from Old Places, Old Faces. Wow, that was back in 1995. Just some cool stuff from Joe. Had to play that for my friend Griselda. Had to play it for Beach, too, because it's just so, how shall I say, it just makes you feel good. Hippies on a Corner. Joe, back in the day, was approaching a corner, and he saw some hippies, and he thought that maybe he was going to get a rough time because of the suit he was wearing, because, you know, old school Joe Sample suit. Joe was on his way to somewhere, and the hippies were so nice. So he thought, I'll write a song about them. Joe just played at the San Jose Jazz Festival, and if you are a Facebook aficionado, there is what I perceive to be a new Jazz Crusaders page. So I jumped on that thing for sure. Real nice to keep up to date. Joe doesn't really have a website, so it's either Joe Sample or the Jazz Crusaders on Facebook. And just so you know, it was Jay Anderson. And Charles Lloyd was on a couple of tracks on Old Places, Old Faces. Ralph Penland on bass, Jay Anderson on drums. Jasper Penland? No. I can't. Ralph Penland on drums. I can't read my own writing. I am just, you know how the adrenaline goes when there's been a week like the week I've had? The adrenaline is still kicking in. So my mouth is working overtime and my brain is trying to catch up. Bear with me. Hank Jones, I Mean You, we heard to start that set. And that was from a album called Bop Redo, Groovin' High from 1977. over 60 albums as a band leader, countless as a sideman, an NEA Jazz Masters Award winner, pianist, band leader, arranger, composer, just awesome. And there is actually an official Hank Jones website. Boy, they keep the memory alive. I'm so happy about that. Sam Jones and Mickey Roker, Thad Jones, and Charles Rouse were on that particular album with him. And if you want to get involved on what good is, I know we've been focusing on keyboard a little bit more than I thought today, but between Hank Jones and Oscar Peterson, Joe Sample, some of the best there has ever been. It's just a pleasure to be able to play this stuff for you on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, because you know what? The stuff doesn't get played nearly enough. And I thank Mr. Wright, who has joined us today. Peter, thank you. You said you liked Hank Jones an awful lot. It's really very gratifying to my heart that some folks really love the masters. And it's important to play those masters, those legends, alongside of the cats who are still alive and well, a little bit younger and kicking, just to get up to speed on what has been, what is, and what will be. And sometimes you have the best of both worlds. Sometimes you have someone who recaptures the magic of what has been and brings it to you in a new light, such is the case with our next artist. At the Olympics finale, there was much to get buzzed about. A lot of people were talking about what Great Britain was able to do with this Olympics. There was just something really special about this 2 weeks of award winners, gold medalists, bronze medalists, didn't make any difference, silver. It just goes to show you how much of a one world we are, and we should be happy for all countries, and just glory in what kind of success that they have. So here was the finale. And didn't know until maybe a couple of hours before, but Yoko Ono had put together something special so that John Lennon was seen after a children's chorus had sung Imagine. Here comes John Lennon on this widescreen, and he's singing. Oh, it was crazy good, just so touching. And Ken Navarro always loved the song. He spoke about that when he was with us not that long ago. And, of course, on the test of time, there is his breathtaking arrangement of John Lennon's Imagine. So I thought it might be really cool to play right now because Ken just did a wonderful gig at Scholars in Boston last night. And he's got more gigs on the way. And we are in a pivotal time in America, so I thought, hey, let's play this and let's play another song that makes sense after that. And then we're going to have more Pete Gitlin music, and he joins us at the top of next hour. On Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, Ken Navarro and Imagine from The Test of Time. Thank you.
the track tonight.
Yeah. I'm surfing on a river of light, riding straight to your heart. I'm surfing on a river of light. I'm surfing on a river of light, riding straight to your heart. I'm surfing on a river of light.
It's all about the power.
Sexy, I have to say. Oh my goodness! You know, when you delve into Pete Gitlin's Amplify CD, you are going to be quite surprised because there are a few different directions that this CD goes into. And when you hit Soul Connection, which is early on, it's the second song. You're going, well then. It is just so hot, and a lot has to do, of course, with Pete being on guitar and Michael Browning on keyboard, Mel Brown on bass, Mel Brown on bass, right, and percussion and drums, John Herrera, sax and iwi, Dominic Exmato, really? We'll have to ask Pete about that. But Donnie Adair on lead vocals. I'm telling you what, between Donnie and Diana Lee on back vocals, I'm walking around the house in the past couple of days singing the song Soul Connection, just really fine, and each track is a little different, and sometimes a lot different. So when Pete Gitlin says that he considers what he does alt jazz, he is not lying, and I love it because for years now, my handle at AOL has been Alt CW Gal because I used to do alternative country music. So now it's really alt, right, because I'm doing jazz. So I really feel that alt connection with Pete. And we're going to be talking to Pete. He's in the chat room right now. And in less than 15 minutes, he comes your way. I have to tell you about who else we heard for sure, Greg Hatza. Actually, a couple of acts based in Baltimore. Greg Hatza on that Hammond B3 organ from Snake Eyes from 1997. Oh, I really love that take on Change the World, which came to you via a couple of different sources. First of all, the motion picture phenomenon, which was awesome because it had John Travolta in it, who really played a particularly heart-wrenching role. And if you hear that song in that context, that's a beautiful thing. And then Eric Clapton, of course, did the song. And the song was written by a few guys who were based in Nashville. So, you know, you get to know what's happening in the world of music if you live in Nashville, which I did a few times. So it's just a kind of a scenario whereby you play a song if you're a host of your own radio show and get a little pang. Sometimes I get a pang for Philly, sometimes I get a pang for Nashville. And when I hear that song, even though it's from a guy in Baltimore, still getting the pang. Greg and company are going to be at the Fiori Winery in the next couple of days, the 18th, and his Facebook page has all the information. But if folks are living in this area or want to do a day trip, if you're a little bit out of the area, you might want to go to Fiore Winery and do a Google search for that. But Greg doesn't play really often, not as much as people would like, and here's why. He is so active at his Chinese Boxing Academy. Yes. Greg specializes in Pa Kwa Chang, a system of Saifu Park Bak Nam, and that's a full martial arts assembly of different kinds of maneuvers so that you know how to defend yourself. There is some combat involved, but there is a peace because you just want to be ready in case. He's fascinating to talk to. When he was on the show, we didn't even delve into that. But next time around, we will. And you heard us play Ken Navarro. Wanted to make sure we played that song. I did want to play that on Tuesday so you could know that he was at Scholars last night. But just because that song, Imagine, was so much a part of the Olympic finale. And we need to be thinking about songs like Change the World and Imagine Renewed. So Ken Navarro, there you go. And, of course, KenNavarro.com has more information. And Pete Gitlin comes your way in just a few minutes. I wanted to make sure, since we promised to play this song the other day or something by Diana Krall, and we did not, I want you to be aware of the fact that she is touring and her Glad Rag Doll CD is coming up, a brand new one, in October. I wanted to throw us back to a place in time back in 1999 when she did the album When I Look in Your Eyes and play this song because Michael Franks wrote it. He's on tour now as well. Popsicle toes. How's that grab you? Especially when you don't have air conditioning and it's about 90 degrees. Here we go on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
To you, you can add, subtract, multiply, and divide by two. I know today's your birthday, and I did not buy no rose, but I wrote this song, and instead I call it Popsicle Toes. Popsicle Toes. Popsicle toes are always froze. Popsicle toes, you're so brave to expose all those popsicle toes. Toes.
Oh, it's so nice to hear those songs from the past. Not that that was a real long time ago. Maybe it is to some people. 1986 for Larry Carlton from Alone But Never Alone. Smiles and Smiles to Go with Abe Laboriel on bass. Just so sweet. And I had to play that song. Actually, I didn't know about the time scenario because, you know, sometimes time gets ahead. And I wanted to play that back-to-back with something by Pete Gitlin. But we played two songs by Pete, and we're going to hear two more during this hour. Pete has been in the chat room, and he joins us early, and I wanted to play Larry because that was an inspiration for Pete as he was making his way through the myriad of life called the music business while doing something else on the side, and we'll hear about that as well. But first, I want to do this because today is really special. August the 16th. No, I don't mean it's exactly 2 months until my birthday. I'm talking about Pete Gitlin's birthday today. So, gentlemen, Jeeves, Butler, could you please bring over the podium? Thank you very much. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Birthday, dear Pete. Happy birthday to you. Pete Gitlin, everybody.
I'm having a JFK moment right now, Marilyn.
And you know what, Pete, honestly, it's just so funny because I didn't think I was going to do that, but we played earlier Hank Jones on piano. Turns out that he was the guy on keyboard while Marilyn sang that song to JFK that day in 1962.
No kidding.
Wasn't that weird?
I don't know. I was going to come on the show all ready to go. I'm a little flustered right now with that sexy vocal. I'm not sure. Hold on. Let me just wipe my brow with this. We'll get this here in a second.
You know what? There will be no wiping of the brow on the show, okay?
Okay. You know what? I'm glad you did that because so far it's been a pretty horrible birthday because I was expecting that bright red Lamborghini that I asked for my birthday to show up outside the door. And It has not happened yet. I'm a little disappointed, but, you know, I guess it's only noon out here in Phoenix, so I guess we still have plenty of time to go.
Oh, the day is young. And look, we need to get you so you can refocus or focus anew the secret on audio because actually there is a passage in the secret that has you sit down and close your eyes and visualize your hands wrapped around the wheel of that Lamborghini. So it's going to happen, Pete.
Actually, I don't want a Lamborghini. I want my new music business to be successful, and you know we'll leave the Lamborghinis to LeBron James and stuff like that because I don't really need one. So.
Well, you know what? If this is any consolation to you, you have a lot of love in your corner, Pete Gitlin. You do.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I thank you so much for all the kind words you've said throughout the show. I jumped in about a half hour ago, and I've actually spent most of this morning practicing for a big concert I'm doing on Sunday up in Scottsdale.
Yes, tell us.
This is the Jazz and Az is the local jazz organization, and this is the fourth year in a row they've had me at their summer bash. So it's going to be a combination party / CD release party. I've got Dominic Amatos playing with me. John Herrera is on drums. I've got some great guest stars coming up. We're doing a bunch of songs from the new CD, Amplifier, from the first CD from 2008, which was called Full Circle and the Great Temptation.
Yeah.
And we're doing Footprints by Herbie Hancock, sort of in the Cindy Bradley style, which I just love off of Unscripted. A couple of Pat Metheny songs. I'm doing a couple of Beatles songs, which I've sort of jazzed up. We're doing Nowhere Man, which I've got this very down tempo version of Nowhere Man, which I just love. And I know you were playing Ken Navarro. He does some incredible Beatles stuff. I, you know, Beatles were totally my first huge influence in music. So I still love them. Still, they still influence. As a matter of fact, on there's one song on the new CD which is sort of a. You said it was eclectic. It's sort of a country song.
Yes.
It's called Cowboys and Indians, and of course, with my warped sense of humor, it's cowboys and like it's got an electric sitar.
I know.
Like, cowboys and Eastern Indians, all from India, very good. But if you listen to that song, there's a little Easter egg. It's called Stuck in It, where on sitar we play the little theme from Norwegian Wood in there, just as a shout out and tribute to the Beatles. So.
I know, and Pete, that was the first song that I played by you today. I wanted to make sure.
Oh.
It's so funny because, you know what, I was so happy that you were going to spend time on the show today because it was your birthday. I thought, okay, what would be a cool mix? So honest to God, it went like this. It was Cowboys and Indians by you into Hiroshima, Hawaiian Electric, into Isaac Hayes and the theme from Shaft.
That's a chat is a bad month. Oh, shut your mouth.
Yes, it was really awesome. And actually, you know what? Amplified just reminds me of how, and eclectic is a good word. That's one of my favorite ones besides hybrid. But you really are hybrid. You are not lying when you call what you do alt jazz, because there's funk and fusion and rock and a whole lot of yesterday pieces into today's framework. Yes, that did not escape us that Norwegian Wood was a little bit in that song. That was so awesome.
Cool. Thanks. And yet, I started out this CD, thinking that I wanted to do something that was not the same, something that would be a little bit more challenging. And I recognize that, a lot of what we call smooth jazz, while there's great stuff, it starts to blend in and sound a little bit the same. And I just wanted to, start out with the single that's done really well, Lucky in Love, is really right in the smooth jazz groove, a little bit of a horn section, but, probably influenced, if anything, by the Smiles and Smiles to Go song that you just played, sort of in that mode. But then I just wanted to take the listener on this musical journey. So it goes into sort of the neo-soul of Soul Connection. There's some Latin stuff. There's some, If You Say So is got classical guitar, but in a sort of a bossa nova, light bossa nova feel. But by the time you get to the middle of the CD, there's sort of rock reggae. There's that country song, Cowboys and Indians. There's Another Day in Paradise, which really has some distorted guitar, sort of like screaming. I sort of
love it.
If you took Smashing Pumpkins and put them in a smooth jazz arena, that's what it would sort of end up being. And then it brings it back to the end where we go back to like this Philly soul song, which is Until the Morning Comes, which just sort of brings it full circle. So I don't know. I'm happy with how it came out. I've gotten good response, and it's been really exciting to maybe challenge myself and challenge the listeners as well.
Well, honestly, you have been so brave in this journey because up until recently, and this is the part of your story which really fascinates me, you were for quite a while a big part of a Fortune 500 company. You were vice president, and you just recently stepped away to devote yourself to music. So the faith that you have, the courage that you have at this particular juncture, that's pretty amazing. And you wouldn't have done this unless you know that everything here on Amplify is going to be a scenario that grows and grows and grows. Because, hey, Pete, we can talk freely about this because you and I are about the same age. A lot of things are happening with those of us who have had second and third career scenarios. So these days, the doors seem to be wide open. On one hand, there are those who are naysayers who would say, well, what can you do when you reach a certain age? But honestly, there's so many baby boomers around us that you have to deal with us.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, it was a big step for me because I have over 30 years working for corporate America.
Wow.
And the thing is that while I did it, I mean, you know, when I started out, I went from playing in rock and roll bands, and I was, you know, I got married. I got married to the lead singer in my rock band.
Wow.
And, yeah, and that was cool. But then we had one kid and then a second kid, and it was like, oh, okay, you can't really do the rock band thing if you're trying to have a family and live something of a normal life. And so I got, you know, I went back to school, got into corporate America, did very well. But it was never my passion, and I sort of realized, you know, over the last year that, I was working for a wonderful energy company out of Boston, Massachusetts. I was doing sales here in the Southwest, fabulous company, doing good things for the, you know, here for the people of Earth and all, making good money. But it wasn't my passion. I said, if you don't do it now, you're not going to do it. And then, you know, 5 years or 10 years from now, you're going to look back and you're going to say, damn it, I didn't have the cojones to really chase the dream. So that's what I'm doing right now. And when you talk about The Secret, well, I haven't really read that book. I get it, and I do think that we all create our own reality.
If we visualize it,
and you know, and that's why you have to be relentlessly positive in your thoughts. No negativity at all. And that's what Amplify is about. The song Amplify, you know, it does have some lyrics in it, some limited lyrics, but, you know, it says, you know, amplifying hope, amplifying love, amplify the energy that pours down from above. And it's like, that's what my thing is. It's like, I'm not going to get into negativity. I'm just going to try and stay as positive as I can, believe in these opportunities and sort of, you know, it's like the universe wants you to walk through those doors. You just have to be willing to open them up and walk through.
Yeah, and you know, these days, this kind of conversation that we're having about being positive, and I absolutely agree. And sometimes for those of us who have that foot on the positive side of the fence and knowing what the reality of the world is, it's a little tricky. And we really do have to swallow hard and plow forward because, honestly, Pete, you probably know this as much as I do. When you start to get on that negative road, it pulls you underneath the concrete.
No, I know it. And look, there's politics out there. There's all sorts of things that you can look at. There's lots of things you can look at in the way the world is going where you can say, ooh, that's not that good, and I disagree. But that doesn't mean that first of all, it doesn't mean that you accept the bad things in the world and just say, ah, well, it's all bad. I mean, you have to recognize and be willing to help change. But I'm talking more, you know, from an internal, from where your soul is coming from. That has something pure and positive. And if you can do that, then I'm going to use a big word, the vicissitudes of life. Sort of, I know. I get 25 cents for each four syllable and above word that I use. But it can sort of roll off your back a little bit, and you know, as long as you're centered and positive inside, then what happens outside has less impact. It doesn't mean that no impact, because things happen. I mean, you know, it happens in life, and no one escapes this planet without some bad things happening, but you just have to try and stay focused and centered and positive, and things tend to work out the way they're supposed to.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you said that. I took note. You said it doesn't mean that you have to accept the negative, but you have to keep yourself focused in a way that first and foremost allows you to keep your sanity.
Absolutely, because it'd be easy to get sucked under and go completely nuts, because this world is crazy, Trish. It is
crazy. Honey, this is a whole other show we could do.
I know.
I know where you're coming from, and you know where I'm coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Phew! I understand. And actually, your CD came just in time, because we always talk on this show about the power of music to be able to infiltrate your soul and make you just step away from the madness and get refocused on a healing place, a place that takes you to someplace fun, an oasis, anywhere you can go to recharge your batteries and make sure your soul's right so you can step out that door and face another day. And this is what the CD does.
Thank you. And that's why I was hoping someone would buy me that Lamborghini, because I thought that would be the other thing. No, I'm kidding. I don't need no stinking Lamborghini. That's not going to help.
You know what? Look, seriously, if you just are looking for something to compensate and pay the bills, you could do stand-up in Phoenix, you know. You really could.
Yeah, that's like with my golf career. I love playing golf, but I don't. You know, I'm not going to do it professionally because I don't like starvation. That's the thing. So
right, yeah. So, if you could just get that out of the way.
You know, the other thing, I just getting back to music, I've been so fortunate to have the musicians who have, you know, played on both my CDs, and to sort of get to know them and become friends has been just, it feels miraculous to me, because when I started the first CD, I was completely unknown. I was just some dumb corporate guy who was saying, let's make a record. But ending up with having, you know, Jeff Koshua from Rippington's and Sax Pack playing on both CDs. And Jeff he killed it. It's insane to me how good he is and how he, you know, listens to the track and then adds so much more to it, brings so much of himself into it. And same with, you know, having Cindy on two cuts on the new CD, Cindy Bradley. That girl is incredible. So talented and such a sweetheart. So, I've really been lucky. That's awesome. Again, maybe right place, right time, allowing the doors to be open. But to get that sort of talent has been really good. And of course, Got to make a shout out to Mike Froning as well. Mike produced Unscripted, you know, Cindy's number one CD.
Oh, yeah.
Plays all the keyboards on mine. I mean, he gets it. Mike is just a genius. He just absolutely gets it. So very, very fortunate. We've got a pretty cool scene here in Phoenix with, some amazing musicians here. It's not really known as much of a, you know, it's not a New York or an L.A. or anything like that. But, boy, we have a terrific scene out here. And it's great to be a part of it.
And yeah, that's good that you raised that particular point, Pete. Ooh, yeah, let me ask you about Phoenix. I mean, is it a place where there's a whole lot of different kinds of jazz? Is it mostly contemporary? Is there a rock scene? Is there a folk scene? Tell me.
Yeah, well, Phoenix is sort of a collection of strip malls that go on for about 45 miles in any direction you want to go.
Oh, my God.
And we really don't have much of a downtown like you'd think of in, you know, in New York or Chicago or Baltimore stuff, because it's just so spread out. And also, it sort of gets a little toasty here. As a matter of fact, the last week it's been like 114 to 116 high temps every day. It's actually cooling off today, and they say this on the weather. They said we have a cooling trend that's only going to be 103 today. And I personally don't think that you should be allowed to say cooling trend and 103 in the same sentence. There's something there's something wrong about that. But that being said, being as spread out as it is, there are a lot of different scenes. There's a solid jazz scene that happens here, but it's spread out in lots of different clubs and lots of different areas. There's a good rock scene. There are a couple of new venues that have opened up that are trying to survive in this, economy / live music is tough these days. I understand it's also tough for club owners. So, you know, there's probably more dance clubs and stuff like that than there are good jazz venues, but it's coming along. We do have a great local organization, which I mentioned before, Jazz in Az, that really both communicates on everything that's going on, as well as sponsors a lot of events. And they've actually opened up a new venue right downtown in what we can call them downtown, called the Nash Theater, which is getting more and more jazz events. And the other thing we have in town that's really cool is the MIM, the Musical Instrument Museum, up in Scottsdale, which for anybody who comes to the Phoenix area, totally worth the take. It is, it's just an amazing, I mean, it's not even, you can't go there for one day. There's way too much to see.
Really?
And just, yeah, they've got music of the world. I mean, you can hear the music of like every country in the world. You go to the Africa section and go to each African country, go to the Asian section. And it's just extraordinary. Plus, you know, some great concert halls and really talented people. So it's getting better. But I lived in San Francisco for a number of years. I grew up in New York. I mean, when I grew up in New York City, my dad would take me down to the Village Gate and the Village Vanguard. And, you know, here's this 12-year-old kid, you know, listening to Miles or Cannonball Adderley or something. And I was too dumb to know that I was sitting in the presence of God. But I think maybe absorbed a bunch of that stuff. But
yes.
Honestly, I mean, I was a rocker. I was a rocker for, you know, from the time I guess the Beatles came out. I told my dad, trade in this acoustic guitar. I want an electric guitar and an amplifier. And you know, I was a rocker for a long time. But I guess when rockers get a little bit older, they start hearing different sounds and jazz chords, and that's really been the music that has touched me over the last, you know, 15, 20 years.
And honestly, you know, with you getting the influences that you had early on and then through your teen years, you've got, I can venture a guess with you, as much as I know about you, that you always had that jazz spark inside of you, because you seem to have a jazz sensibility. You gravitate to it, and it comes out in ways that are really expressive and improvisational. So that's really a cool thing. And to address something that you just mentioned, honestly, Pete, there is going to be more scenarios helped via club owners, venue folks, managers, artists, I don't think I've ever said it in this way before. Love the idea of doing an online radio show. Many of us do. And many people will say, oh, well, thank God for it. And that's true. But the bottom line is this, still, in 2012 in the United States of America, when you have terrestrial radio, the kind of radio that you turn on in your car and it's free, there's no subscription involved, the kind of radio you turn on next to your bed, your living room, your kitchen, your bathroom, terrestrial radio doesn't have jazz programming enough for people to want to gravitate to the clubs and pay their hard-earned money to hear acts that they don't know.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
See, so that's the bottom line. So we got to fix that. So that way people who are artists who really need to make an impact like you, because you have stepped out now and you need to have your voice heard, because you're an excellent artist. You are the guitar guru after all.
I love
just
that.
Make that clear. That's it, baby. You just chant away. We have to fix that. So the whole premise of this radio show is to make sure that somebody hears the show and says, hey, hybrid jazz would be a really good concept for a commercial radio station. Let's do it. And then after that, that will be successful. It will make clones, and you will get your Lamborghini. Bottom line.
Yeah, I love it. I will say this with internet radio, with shows like yours, the one big differentiator is, of course, if somebody's sitting in Tokyo, they can be listening to your station. And if it's a local Phoenix station, you know, maybe Scottsdale can hear it in Phoenix. But that's pretty much it. And shows like yours have given me worldwide access, to the point where over the last 2 months, I've had as many downloads from iTunes Japan as I have from iTunes U.S. Look, it's not like I'm making any appearances in Japan, as much as I'd like to. If anybody's listening and wants to hook me up for the show in Tokyo, you know, message me right away. But really, the only way those people are hearing about me and about my music is by listening to shows like yours, and that has been an incredible difference maker. So the paradigm is shifting really quickly. I mean, I think terrestrial radio is in ways dying. Certainly jazz on terrestrial radio is just about gone. As you know, even our local station here, KYOT in Phoenix, which was one of the top smooth jazz stations in the country for years, switched about 6 months ago to an adult contemporary format. And I know the top DJs over there, and they're sick about it, but it's a clear channel station. They do what the they do what the bosses tell them to do. It's not like they have a choice. They need to keep their jobs too. So that thing is shifting, and I hope we'll have some great jazz shows on terrestrial radio. But I think the way it's gonna work is it's gonna be more internet radio, and as that becomes more available and people can access it on their, you know, their iPhone and their Android and stuff like that. I think that's where it's all going. It sure seems that way.
Well, you know, the thing about another component of the terrestrial radio situation, since, gosh, I've been doing radio since 1976, and one of the absolute beautiful parts of being involved with those stations locally based is that you can help support wherever you are your mom and pop stores, and we really have to protect them. Gosh, I'm speaking like such a liberal hippie at this point. But you know what I mean, Pete, because these local stores mean everything to the community, to the local economy, and we have to get our attention shifted back to that. That was part of the beauty of having. So, hey, look, if we can do internet radio and still pay attention to what's happening in the local community as well, because gosh knows, there are a lot of artists that I play on this show that are based in Baltimore, Philly, or D.C. They get a lot of attention. So if we can make use of the best of both worlds, that would be a wonderful thing.
I like it. And you know what? Maybe offline we'll talk over the next week or so, because I'd be interested in putting together something, a show featuring Phoenix. I'd love to do a Phoenix show or something like that. So we'll talk about that.
Wow.
Absolutely. But we've got some great music coming out of this part of the country, and it would be fun to expose that.
Oh, Pete, that's exciting. Oh, my gosh.
I would love to. And not just, again, hybrid alt jazz like yours. I mean, I want it to cover a wide range of sounds and concepts and stuff. So that's just another thing on my list of things I'm doing. You know, I started my own music company
over
the last few weeks, which is going to be focused on getting my music, but not just my music of lots of different artists placed. It's a music library business called The Tone Well, and it's going to be working at getting music placed in film, commercials, TV. I mean, wherever music is played these days, somebody's being asked to compose it and someone's getting paid for it. And also doing audio logos. And an audio logo is sort of like, if you think of Intel, it goes da-da-da-da, that little thing. I mean, you don't have to see the word Intel. You hear that logo and you know that it's an Intel commercial. And I actually got my first company to purchase a logo from me that we produced. It was, 5 seconds of music, but we put a lot of thought into matching it up to what that company's industry is and what, what their philosophy is. And so they've gone ahead and they're using that on their website, on their advertising and things like that. So that's what musicians have to do these days. And if you're depending on CD sales and getting enough local gigs to play, you're probably going to be doing the ramen noodle diet for quite a bit. So
exactly.
There's some exciting stuff going out there on those things. Just you just got to keep trying all sorts of different things. But at least I'm working for me now, not working for the corporation, which makes it really exciting.
Oh yeah, and your ideas are real exciting. And I'm going to talk to you about something just clicked. I'll write to you while you're in the chat room, and then we'll talk about it when we play the song. But I wanted to play something. I want to play two songs before this hour is over. You mentioned Jeff Kashua, and I really love Another Day in Paradise.
Oh, thank you.
Man, That is smoking, Pete.
it's different, and it has that little. I love the little interlude. By the way, the interlude was produced by Mike Broning, and it you know, when I say Another Day in Paradise, you have to recognize there's quite a bit of cynicism in my. I mentioned staying positive, but there's quite a bit of cynicism in my titling of that song. But
we understand.
I enjoyed putting that one together, and certainly, you know, Beatle influenced, hard rock influenced in a jazz environment. I don't know. That's one of all the songs on the CD. That's one I felt like we took the biggest chance with, had the biggest chance for people to be saying, "What the heck?" But, you know, that's good sometimes.
Oh, that's good frequently, baby. I want you to remember that, okay? Because as you said, you know, there is a lot of cookie cutter out there, and you never want to fall into that category. You want to hear somebody say, as Wayman Tisdale used to say, because Marcus Miller told him this, Marcus said, "Wayman, I don't want you to focus on what I'm doing. I know you appreciate me, but I want people to hear you," and within a couple of beats say, "Oh, my God, that's Wayman Tisdale."
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
God rest his soul. So,
oh, my God, yeah. To know that he's gone, we really still miss him so much in Baltimore. But, man, that's another airshift entirely. But let's play
right.
this so people can get a taste of another side of Pete Gitlin on Amplify, Another Day in Paradise on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. my God. I am so chilled up right now. I just have chills because, you know, when you're focusing on that piece of music, Another Day in Paradise, from Pete Gitlin's Amplify CD, when you're fully concentrating on it, the hair stands up on your neck. Pete, that is one of your shining moments.
Wow, thank you. I don't know what to say because I still get chills listening to it. You know, it's just a little visibility into the recording process. And when we first started trying to put that together, we just didn't think it worked. We couldn't find it. And I don't know how it happened, but, you know, Mel Brown sort of came up with the bass line, and we end up recording the rhythm track. And we're just like, oh, my God, you know, listen to this. But obviously there's a ton of production on that.
Oh, man.
John Herrera, my producer and drummer, just did an amazing job. The strings are live, obviously. We brought, you know, a great violin player in to do that. But it just came out. It was going to be the last song on the CD. And I just felt like, because it sort of ends in one of those Beatles, you know, it just cuts off. It's like done. But I wanted to bring it back to earth a little bit and do a love song at the end, just to remind people that it's, you know, this actually is paradise that we live in. As bad as things get, there's reasons to be hopeful. Not the least of which is that there's love out there. So that's how it worked out.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, you know, about this song, sometimes your mind might work differently, but sometimes there are a few of us who think about music in terms of film. And when I heard that song initially, when I heard it the second, third, and fourth time, and especially right now, I see that music in a film. And that's something that you need to focus on. And here's what I'm going to tell you concretely. Back in Temple University days, who knew what each of our lives was going to take on as we got older. But my first real boyfriend at Temple University was a gentleman. He wasn't really a gentleman then. But anyway, his name was Vince Manzi. And Vince was a radio, television, film person. I was a theater person. So we got together on opposite sides of the building. Vince went on to become one of the presidents of NBC. Not there anymore. He now has his own company called Invincible Media. And the last time we spoke, which was a while ago, but doesn't mean that we're not going to talk again and maybe more frequently, who knows. But Vince was looking for people so that he didn't have to pay the union prices for music as backdrops or forefront pieces of singing or writing for these different endeavors that he did, including lots of commercials. He's got his hands in everything, and I want you to befriend him on Facebook.
I will absolutely do that. And that's exactly what my business is looking to do, is to get hooked up with people like that who either need pre-recorded stuff, or lots of times they'll say, I need a little folky guitar with a little beat going on behind it. And
yep.
We can do that. We can turn those around in a day. And I've got, you know, an absolute incredible professional studio that I go to with John Herrera. So yeah, would love to get hooked up. Vince Manzi. Got it.
Manze, right. He is a quirky fellow, and he always was very, very funny, very dry, and he's looking to make sure that his business continues to thrive and grow. So that is a man that you need to bond with.
I'm looking at his site right now.
Okay,
oh, no,
cool.
I'm not. This is a different Facebook person, because I don't think this Vince Manzi that you're talking about lives in New South Wales, Australia. So I'm guessing.
Oh,
that's
no.
But we'll find them. That's cool. But,
yeah.
You know, thanks for the kind words on Another Day in Paradise. I love that song. It is it really is a, it, just in that song alone, I feel like hopefully I'm taking the listener on this musical journey. And that was really the goal of it, to take some, you know, to take the listener, like, and it's sort of like, you know, Beatles songs used to do. It was, you know, if you listen to, you know, Sgt. Pepper, it had like whatever it was, 10 or 11 songs, each one entirely different.
Yes.
But it grabbed you and took you on this path right up till the, you know, of course, the very end was the famous big E chord, you know, 10 pianos or whatever it is at the end of A Day in the Life. But that was sort of the concept when I started the CD. It was to make a Sgt. Pepper of smooth jazz, except not to be so egotistical as to think that I would make something as amazing as Sgt. Pepper. But that was the concept that I had in my mind, was don't make 10 songs that are all in sort of a similar smooth jazzy groove. And, you know, I could do it. It would probably be nice and people would like it. But do something that was really grab the listener and sort of force them to listen, force them to take, you know, to go on this journey, and maybe have somewhere in there a couple of those, you know, hair raising on the arms moments, because that's the excitement of music. It's not bland, you know, I'm not interested in hearing bland Muzak-y stuff, even though it's, you know, it's okay, it's not, you know, it's pleasant, but it's those moments, whether it was being a 12-year-old kid at the Village Gate hearing Miles play So What, or, you know, I saw the Beatles at Shea Stadium in 1965. I saw them, because I can't really say I heard them a whole lot, because,
right.
Because it was, basically you heard 50,000, you know, teenage girls shrieking at the top of their lungs. Every now and then a note or two would come filtering through from second base. But you know, or seeing Pat Metheny in concert, stuff like that, where from the first notes of the first song, you sort of have tears in your eyes just because of the majesty of what it is that they're playing. So, you know, that's what we live for. Those are the moments, and they don't come all the time, but when they happen, it fills us up. That, you know, it fills our souls up, and so that's what I'm hoping to try and do for you know, the people who are listening and maybe get a moment or two of that soul filling up stuff.
Well, and you know what I'm going to tell you is this. You take the smooth out of the jazz that you've just described. Here's what you do. When you, as you go along with this company and you are getting the jobs, you are going to be given directives on what these folks would like you to do in the way of what they want. So
yeah,
that's one part of your life, and you do what
right.
they want, and incorporate, you know, feelers, creative moments where they go, oh, I like your idea. Let's incorporate that into what I basically want you to do. And then, Pete, that gives you the freedom to say, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I want with my music, because look how excited you are when you describe Another Day in Paradise. You need to focus all your efforts on getting into Pete Gitlin and getting all of the stuff about, maybe I'm supposed to start with this, and maybe I'm supposed to do something that will make people feel comfortable about me playing music. No, it's all about your creativity, because that, Another Day in Paradise, is the song that pops. That is your, another format entirely, that's your Charlie Pride moment. That's Kiss an Angel Good Morning from back in the day when I was involved in country music, because that shows the honesty of Pete Gitlin and what he can bring to the table.
I'm speechless. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for those words. You did something rare in my life. You sort of shut me up and made me speechless, so... It doesn't happen often.
Well, look, it's because I believe in you. I want you to do well. And you know what? Maybe along the way, because people can get caught up in this subgenre of smooth jazz, nobody is going to be patting you on the back for fitting into smooth jazz, because there's just about a handful of those cats left. And God bless them. I take nothing away from them. If they want to stay, that's cool. If they want to call what they do smooth jazz, I understand there's some money to be made. People got to feed their families.
Yeah.
But the thing is that you are not necessarily going to have somebody call you and say, that was fabulous, and I want to build a whole smooth jazz thing around you. Because
probably not going to happen.
Right. People are thinking out of the box. You are doing the right thing. You don't know where this other road that you're doing is going to take you.
Well, thanks. We'll see. It's going to be fun. I'll definitely let you know. As things start happening, you'll be one of the first to hear about them. So it's exciting.
Oh, it is. And, gosh, possibilities. I mean, look, your initial CD, Full Circle and the Great Temptation, that was an auspicious beginning, and then you've got Amplify. I don't even know what's going to be happening the next time you do a project, because if you're showing this much diversity here, yee-haw, good buddy.
Thank you, Trish. Yeah, you know, we'll see. I don't know where it's going either. I'm writing a lot of stuff right now, and it's all heading off in different directions again, so wherever the muse takes us is where we'll go. You know, I was just going to say, I don't know if you know who Rachel Eckroth is. She sings on the first CD, Golden Love
Light.
Yeah. And Rachel she's moved to New York now. She's gigging a lot in New York City. And if you can gig in New York, you know, because she doesn't only sing, she's just a ridiculously good keyboard player. So a little shout out for Rachel. She's got I think she's got a new CD coming out, and one of the things I'll say that she did is there's a sort of countryish song on the first one called Sunrise, and she actually wrote words to it, and it just became this beautiful Nora Jones-ish torch song. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what that one sounds like when she comes out with the CD. So just watch for Rachel. She's like most people would say, breakout talent potential. Like she could really get to be big. So we'll see what happens with her. I'm excited to hear her, you know, when her new CD comes out.
And see, look how excited you are about Rachel. And you know, you alluded to this earlier about maybe doing a show like this, an online show.
Yeah.
That's part of it too, because golly, Pete, when you help those people, you get help back tenfold. And somebody's going to be listening, and you can get sponsors for the show. And you can, because you're so well-known in that area, you can get endorsements. It's a whole big world out there, and it's based in Phoenix. And from there, it just grows. I'm excited about you mentioning these creative endeavors. That's so cool.
Thanks. Yeah, and I don't know, just being able to, like you said, talk about other artists like that. I mean, it's not all about me. I just love hearing great music, and it doesn't matter the genre. You know, I listen to so many different types of music. You know, when I'm just hanging out at my house, I mean, I'm as likely to have you know, Mozart on as I am Foreplay. But I love them both. You know, it's all part of that musical DNA that we have. So.
Well, you really have learned your lessons well, and I know that, I mean, you've always been in that part of Arizona, right?
I've been out here since 1999.
1999, okay.
Yeah, I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in Manhattan. I lived in New Hampshire for a while, raised my family in southern New Hampshshire, and actually
moved
out
here. Oh,
you
did? Oh, my God, yeah. Southern New Hampshire. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so north of Boston, right on the Massachusetts-New Hampshire border, yeah, where it was cold. It got cold most of, you know, half the year. But I actually got transferred out here in 1999 by the big company I was working for, and it was a good time for me to move. There were transitions in my life that were going on. Both my kids had, at that point, were grown up and headed off to – my youngest headed off to college, and my marriage was headed in a negative direction, so –
southward.
It was headed southward, and I headed southwest.
Right.
And she didn't, but that's all good. We're still good. We're good friends now, which is fine. She still lives back there. But no, it was a was the right time for me. That's why I said, like, you know, the universe, when you're ready, the universe sends you in the appropriate direction.
That's right.
And I'll even say, you know, I worked for that company that I was referencing. I worked for them for 25 years. And in 2007, I was just completely fed up with being there. But they were paying me pretty good money. But I really wanted to be doing more music. And they laid me off after 25 plus years, which was like the greatest blessing in the world, because it sort of kicked me in the butt and said, okay, now what are you going to do? And the result that, by the way, they paid me a sort of a nice package to separate from their company, which was nice. But the result of that was I went into the studio and recorded Full Circle and The Great Temptation, and that set this whole thing in motion. So it's, again, you know, you take a situation that you'd normally say, wow, what a bad deal. You got laid off from your job, and it was the absolute best thing that could have ever happened to me, because it kick-started my musical career.
I just love to hear those twists of fate that you don't necessarily think of when they happen, but now you go, oh, thank God it did. I've got two songs here. I've got Lucky in Love and Across the Endless Ocean. Which would you like me to play?
Why don't we go ahead and play Lucky in Love, because it's upbeat and sounds like a good way to sort of end the interview at this point. So I'd love to then let's go with Lucky in Love, which is just happy and upbeat. And
it's a good birthday song. It's a really good happy birthday song.
Absolutely. I hope everybody loves it.
Lucky in Love. Pete Gitlin has been our guest on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
a song that sounds like a new beginning, Lucky in Love from Amplify. Pete Gitlin is our guest. We're winding this hour up. Did not that time fly, Mr. Gitlin? Hello?
That was the quickest hour. I had the phone down because I was listening to the speakers, listening to my music through an iPhone speaker. I'm sorry, it wasn't cutting it. That was a fast hour, Trish. That was awesome. Like I said, you're the best.
Bless your heart.
Such an honor to be on your show, and let's do it again sometime.
Oh, I would love to. Oh, look, especially if you do anything like focus on Phoenix artists and do your own show, Pete, that would make me high. And we'll have to compare notes so that you can turn me on to folks in Phoenix and I can turn you on to folks in Baltimore.
Sounds awesome. All right, Trish, I'm going to run. Thank you so much, okay?
Oh, thank you, too. And I'll make sure I talk about what's happening this weekend for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's 3 to 5 p.m. Sunday afternoon at Casimir's World Wine Bar in Scottsdale. Great venue for music. It's a beautiful place. Good food, good drink. It's going to be awesome. So Sunday the 19th, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time in Scottsdale, Arizona.
All right, Pete. God bless you. Thanks for the time, babe.
All right. See you later, Trish. Bye.
Happy birthday. Woohoo! Yes.
Thank
you. Oh, my goodness.
Bye now.
Oh, my gosh. Woo! You can always tell when somebody needs to go. They need to go. And you just don't know how time does fly. I can't even play my theme music because time is getting to be of the essence. Thank you, Griselda and Beej. And thank you to, we had a couple of folks here who were guests and wish to remain anonymous. That's fine. We've got maybe a little surprise for you that we're not going to say yet. Know that surprise is coming next Tuesday, and then we've got the group Sahara next Thursday. We also have the world premiere of the new CD from UNAM coming up later on in the month, which is slipping by. Thank you so much to everybody who is here with us today, and for Pete Gitlin and his time. Make sure that you follow him at his website and on Facebook. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend. Please stay safe. And thank you.